This is Mornings on News Talk 105.7 KQMS.
Good morning. It is 22 minutes before 8 o'clock. Highs in the mid-50s today and a very slight chance of rain later on. Though it was sprinkling a little bit this morning. It was misty, light misty rain. Overnight tonight, rain mid-40s for the low. Tomorrow it'll rain, and Friday and through the weekend should be sunny and in the 60s. I'm Steve Gibson.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you'd play Misty for me once in a while, Steve. I'm Clark Schauffele.
You kind of scared me. I'm going to be paranoid of you now.
You should be.
Are you a stalker?
I am. How do you think I got the job here? I said, hey, give me that job. I want to work with Steve Gibson.
I know what you're thinking, Clark.
Yeah, I want to be there with him every morning.
And in the studio, Aaron, I'm sorry, what's your last name, Aaron?
Dyke.
Let's just
introduce yourself.
Start over and let's do the introduction the right way.
Yeah.
Start with I'm Steve Gibson and I'll do the I'm Clark Schauffele. Then we'll just go through the line, okay? And that's everybody jumping on.
Good
okay,
morning. Ready? I'm Steve Gibson.
I'm Clark Schauffele.
I'm Aaron Dyke.
With
City Reading Fire Department.
Yeah, we love you guys.
You got to get right up on that mic there. Yeah.
All right.
Haley, you're going to introduce yourself, right? You can yell it if you want.
Haley Pike, Public Information Officer for Caltrans.
Mm-hmm. And Micah Crockett, Caltrans Supervisor.
We love you guys from Caltrans. Okay, well, I thought that'd be more of a rousing. Some applause.
Yes, make those long strips of stone for us to drive our motor cars on.
So interesting that we've got fire department and Caltrans in here at the same time. I'm assuming there must be some sort of a theme to this.
Don't flick your cigarette butts out your window.
Yes, is that what it is?
No, it's a general safety theme, right?
Correct, yeah. So Haley and her team at Caltrans, they've done a fantastic thing highlighting the dangers of working on highways to include emergency services such as Caltrans, fire, EMS, tow truck drivers, and CHP and other law enforcement agencies. So it's been a great campaign that she's been putting together, getting the word out, because it is very dangerous, one of the most dangerous things that we do and face on a daily basis.
Because of all the knobs behind the wheel.
Correct. Yeah, and mostly these incidents they're attributed to distracting driving. Mm-hmm. So annually, about 3,000 fatalities are attributed to distracted driving, and so this whole campaign has that in mind to kind of get the word out. I promise you, what we're doing on the roadway, 80% of the time, is not that cool, not that interesting. So we just, along with their message, just continue to drive safely. Yield over when you see flashing lights and give us a little bit of space to do our jobs.
And don't be a rubbernecker, because you're going to wind up running into something if you're looking over there.
All right, so that's my question. The first thing I think of when I hear distracted driving is phone. Mm-hmm. Looking at your phone, being on your phone. But it sounds like the first thing that comes to mind with you, Aaron, is the looking at whatever it is you guys are up to.
Yeah,
paying too much attention to that. And I've seen people who, when they're staring at you, whoever's doing whatever at the side of the road, they start sort of veering towards it. Like they're staring at that and their car starts heading towards them, sort of thing. So that's the main, because the first thing I thought of was phone, and I was going to ask about other types of distracted driving. But really, it's the rubbernecking is the main thing.
Correct. You're correct. And a lot of times, it's like a moth to a flame. They see those flashing lights. They want to know what's going on. But you're also correct with the phone. A lot of them are filming it because they want to post on social media.
I wasn't even thinking of that.
So it's just things you might not think about that we see, and we just kind of shake our head, and it just makes us a little bit more aware of it and keep our head on a swivel, especially around traffic and roadways.
It diminishes your general trust in humanity every single time, I'm sure.
It just makes us more... aware of it, I would say.
Yeah.
Micah, does that make you nervous to be out working on the roadway with that sort of thing going on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're on the side of the road with, 70-mile-an-hour traffic going by you, and they're slowing down and causing issues and, like you say, filming. And,
well, you got that cone to protect you sometimes, right?
Definitely.
You got the cone.
Yeah. Has the move over law helped at all? Has that reduced these terrible incidents at all, or people just not pay attention to those things?
I don't know the statistics on it, but I have seen lots more people move over, but it does make you shake your head when you're in a four-lane situation, and traffic is still going right by you, and the lane is perfectly clear next to them.
Yeah. If you can move over, definitely.
Definitely.
Truckers are usually more aware of that sort of thing than regular drivers.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Because they wind up on the side of the road sometimes, and they wind up just inches from traffic.
Right. Yeah.
And you guys all have families at home. You all have you're not drones out there on the roadside. You're all flesh and blood, and it's just, it shocks and horrifies me that people will go 70 miles an hour past somebody with their side view mirror just probably just, you know, scraping the hairs on their arms as they go by.
Yep, definitely. Yeah.
If somebody is in an, you know, if they've been in an accident or they're on the side of the road and maybe they're waiting for the first responders to show up, or that, what are they supposed to do? What's usually the rule? Are they supposed to get away from the car? Should they get out of the car if it's on the side of the road? Or what should?
Involved in the crash?
Involved in the crash, the people that have been in the car. Should they get away from the car? I know this is an out there question.
No, that's a great question. Normally, we encourage people to stay inside their vehicles because it's more dangerous outside of their vehicle. Put their four-way flashes on so they're highly visible. However, if they're in a situation where their vehicle fails on the line or very close to the line, we would recommend they take cover, if you will, a little bit further away from traffic, because people will see that car, and like you said, they'll kind of veer towards it unintentionally. And so it's better to be away from your vehicle in that instance. But most of the time, we just say stay within your vehicle.
So it's an in there question and an out there question.
Kind of, yeah.
I've heard that oftentimes drunks will kind of veer toward a car on the side of the road and not even realize that car's not moving, and often plow into the back of it before they can avert, right?
Correct. Yeah. That seems to be a pretty common trend. But they don't have to be drunk to do it. Sober people do that as well. Mm. You know, it's just kind of human behavior. But I think it's a little bit more relevant when people are intoxicated. Their judgment's a lot more off.
It's crazy how many, once they started putting all those tapes out there of roadside incidents, how many emergency vehicles and cop cars get hit while they're making a stop or they're dealing with some sort of incident on the side of the road. I'm always surprised that a car coming along would end up hitting them on the side of the road, and usually it's because they're looking at them, it sounds like.
Sure.
Like
sometimes it's because of the other kind of distracted driving involving a cell phone, which is taking you out of the moment, taking you out of what you're doing, what you should be concentrating on is driving the car, and sometimes you're miles away talking to somebody who's in a different situation and not even thinking about what you're doing.
Sure, yeah, and to your point, you know, if you see a fire engine or a fire truck that has taken one in one lane and part of the other lane, that's by design. That's what we're trained to do to protect the other agencies, Caltrans, CHP, RPD, EMS, tow truck drivers. We use our apparatus as kind of a safety barrier. So if the vehicle is going to hit the scene, it's going to hit our engine first and protect those that are involved in the incident, the victim, the responders, and everybody else that's in there as well. So if you see that, it's by design. We're creating a safe space for responders to work, and we just ask for a little bit of room for that and a little bit of caution as well.
See, that's why we love you guys.
And usually in a collision, fire engines usually win, don't they?
They're heavy. They're heavy, and that's why we're the ones that take the hit, because it's the heaviest piece of equipment out there typically, and it could take a hit. But that versus a semi-truck is still going to impact the incident pretty good. So.
Yeah.
And Caltrans has those trucks with the big block thing. What are those called?
Crash box or scorpion. It's crash cushion. Box. Yeah. Attenuator.
There's several names. What are we talking about? What are those? Tell me about them.
Attenuator truck. It's a truck with the big box on the back.
Oh, okay.
It absorbs the impact when a vehicle strikes it.
So it's like a one big crumple zone.
Yep. Then. Yep, that's exactly what.
So
it
you
is.
Get in front of the you get in front of a runaway type of thing, is that the idea? Or you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the concept? Mean, how does the concept work? Don't laugh at me, Steve.
When they're doing
quiet,
work on
Piggy.
The side of the road.
Yeah,
they park,
quiet.
They park in advance of the work.
Yeah, you'll be. In,
oh, you put him in front of like a workstation, so somebody
just
will
like
hit it.
Just like he said with the engine, we park it, downstream.
Oh, see, I was imagining a out-of-control semi and going, go get one of those things and get in front of him.
No.
Drive slowly and then hit the brakes. He'll crash into it. We'll stop it that way before it hits the school.
Right.
And explodes.
No, that's the chips version of Caltrans,
all
I think.
Right. Well.
Right, that's exactly it. There it is.
All right, so those are put in front of crash sites in areas where you guys are working in.
Right, and they're designed to be hit.
Nice.
And to minimize the injuries of the occupants in the vehicle that collide with it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hit them just for fun?
No.
No? Okay.
But there are actual runaway truck zones, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
And yeah, runaway truck ramps.
Truck ramps, yes.
I've always been tempted. Every time I go by one, I think, ooh, that'd be fun just once.
Yeah. Definitely. You definitely get stuck. Those are really deep.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys, we actually had an attenuator sitting at our chain control area on I-5 a couple years ago. And a vehicle, for whatever reason, going about 70 miles per hour, came up on the chain check where we have people standing on the road mm-hmm. checking for chains at Fondale. And it plowed into the back of that attenuator and actually pushed it forward because it hit it so hard. But our crews were safe.
Why don't you get on the microphone, Haley?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, our crews were safe because of this piece of equipment. And I think what you guys were talking about earlier about not necessarily always drunk drivers, but people in general, especially at dark time, seem to be drawn towards lights.
Mm.
And when we have our chain checks set up at nighttime, they're drawn towards those lights. And so for whatever reason, obviously CHP investigated the incident. It did hit our attenuator, and it saved our guys' lives.
Nice.
Well, you used to be a reporter. You know a lot about human nature and the human behavior. Would you say, Haley, that people are generally kind of dumb?
No comment. Mm-hmm. I just think that people aren't always aware of what is happening on the road. And to Aaron's point, I just think it's super important that you recognize that something is happening and you slow down, pay attention, and make your way through there. It's not affecting you. You know, keep them safe. You don't need to be doing that. And, you know, for Micah, they're out there every single day, whether it's for an emergency or they're doing road work. And specifically in his area, there's a lot of two-lane highways, so there's not a lot of opportunity to move over. So it's really important that if you can't move over, slow down. And again, just pay attention to what's in front of you. Don't be trying to watch what's going on.
And highway twisty mountain roads like Highway 299, Highway 3 are inherently dangerous anyway.
Right.
Even you need all your senses in the moment.
Definitely. Yeah. With rock slides and trees come across, definitely.
Mm-hmm. It's easy, especially on work days, to head to where you're going and be in hypnotized mode because you're just, it's muscle memory. I can totally get to the I-5 44 exchange and I can be putting my makeup on when I'm doing that without even thinking about it. It's amazing.
He actually does apply his mustache wax while he's driving.
And honestly, you should be paying attention to your driving. So I guess that's kind of the main message today is pay attention, huh? And be in the moment. Is that what we should be saying? Or what's our main message, Aaron and Micah?
Slow down, move over.
Slow down, move over. So that isn't just a thing for when you see the cops are doing something, they pulled somebody over. It's anything that's happening on the side of the road with Caltrans. And why are you laughing at me again?
It's not just when you can get busted for something, no.
Well, I thought the law, when they made the law, it was like, it's the move over thing if you see a cop who's got something going on. But it's if there's Caltrans working or first responders, anybody, it's if you see that, you're supposed to get over.
Yeah, if you can safely, definitely.
If they got too late.
At least slow down.
But not if it's that guy who's merging. That's up to him to get over, because that's the big thing. People always go, oh, why didn't you get over? When somebody merges onto the freeway.
That's different.
And then they I don't have to get over. It's up to you to merge.
That's a fact. That's
so
a fact.
That's
the person going onto the highway is their responsibility to merge in.
But for this, you're supposed to get over.
Sure. In the case of a freeway on-ramp, it's just courtesy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I don't have to get over. All right. Thank you so much. Anything else we need to mention, Micah and Aaron? Micah of Caltrans, Aaron of the Reading Fire Department. You took a breath, Aaron, like you were going
to
say something.
No, you know, at the end of the day, we're here because we enjoy doing our jobs. We like to keep the public safe. We like to keep the roadways moving. But at the end of the day, we have families that we also want to go back to and make it home safe, too, just like everybody else. So with that, if anything, just remember that we are there to protect you, and we would like to also make it home safe to our families.
Well put, Captain Aaron.
Hey, good guests again, Haley. Good job. You're bringing in interesting Caltrans guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you still use the term slow for the cone zone?
Yeah.
It's got a good ring to it. Yeah.
Any kind of reminder.
Yes. That those folks have people who love them and want them to come home at the end of the day. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
Slow for the cone zone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you.
My parents always said I was a little slow on the uptake. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it's very similar. Yes. This Caltrans orange is kind of blinding at this time of the morning. So a lot of Caltrans orange in the room right now.
Oh, I know. I'm not going to run into Micah anymore. He's visible. Thank you guys again for coming in. This show brought to you by the Coronado Vein Center, 53024 Heart.
Matt Sorum, drummer for Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver and some other bands. It's his birthday today, 65.
Pounding the skins. News Talk 105.7 KQMS.